Peter Ellis, a senior road designer, notes that heritage issues played a critical part in the location and design of the Eastern Distributor.
I had a bit to do with the Eastern Distributor in its early days, in the concept stage, when it was going to be certainly different to what it is now, but it was in tunnel. One of the major things with the tunnel, or doing the concept at that stage, was Busby's Bore. It's a convict-made underground channel, I guess, made out of sandstone, that they built, I think, I might be wrong, but I think they built it when the tank stream was getting a bit dirty. Busby was a surveyor, and he built this bore that was to take water from Centennial Park to into the city, around the tank stream. It's a fair way underground, and no matter where we were going to put the Eastern Distributor, we were going to hit it. But anyway, it's a heritage item, and we had to avoid that at all costs.
Rayburn Chapman, the senior manager of the urban design section, indicated that urban design is now an integral component in road design. His work on the Eastern Distributor highlights his point that roads are major pieces of infrastructure that structure cities, communities and rural areas.
And so we started looking at the Eastern Distributor as a great gateway into the city from the port and airport, you know, through Southern Cross Drive into Australia's biggest CBD, and then making a connection to the other major routes up the North Shore and that kind of a thing. And as part of a future orbital around the city. So it was designed as a sequence of experiences with gateways and views into the city, taking you into the city. It was designed as something that was partly in tunnel, and we vastly extended the scope of the original tunnelling proposal. And it was also designed in open cut down South Darling Street, so that it was depressed. And it was also designed in such a way that you minimise all the noise attenuation problems. So by putting it in cut, for example, the retaining walls of the cut down South Downing served as the noise walls, and you have to put noise barriers through them. By putting it into cut, you retained views of the Victorian, from the Victorian built heritage across Moore Park. In turn, you retained views from Moore Park across the heritage. So you kept the total natural landscape and built landscape.